difficulties. It is a must issue. Full enlightenment, not liberated, sent a message who has been my mother, kind numerous times, and beginning this rebirth. freedom from portions of samsara suffering and living in full enlightenment by myself alone. And to that, first, fears, not in a doubt. What, in a, where the mother will reckon it, Lord, in, not in a doubt. And on top of that, it's similar as a joyful and happy mind. So it's also very helpful that to have these quotations, you know, written to remind you to pursue your mind practice, to remind you when the mind is distracted, to remind you, see, to, you know, bring to Dharma, your mind to bring to Dharma. So such that these verses have, you know, write down my heart and put around the room, you know, that also helps to see to attend for the next life. Then you'd rather attend him for the tomorrow. Working for to receive tomorrow's happiness. But attend for the happiness of future lives, the long run. all this coming future lives, not just one. And then sufferings of the zero realm. At the present, you have the choice. Think. to practice Dharma. There's no other way to achieve all this happiness without practicing Dharma. as I mentioned last night, a Kubernetes person, gone. You see,
they name to have the power
purify 80,000 eons in the karma, then in some text, you know, even more numbers mentioned in the karma get purified. So this Lama Adisha explained why that from the deciding that from this name so much power. Yeshapa Metopala chants of this Tathagata, so the glorified flower. So if you recite this name once, it is power to purify 100,000 eons of the karma. And if you recite this 21 times, and the mantra of this Om Pushpa 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 Soha, so 21 times, name and the mantra, and then you recite it on the flower, and then you offer flower to the stupa. Then this helps for success. To have success. So every time when I go to, of course, when I come to Holland, but also Peter, he comes to, I think, also he, I don't know, when he was here, I don't know, I'm not sure when, was he here in recent years, in Puttaya, I remember. So, I don't know, last time, but where I saw him, oh, France, was it? Oh, he was in the course, that's right. Was, I don't know whether he was there for the whole course or some part of it, but he was there. That was my last time seeing him. Anyway, so now that's the last time to see him. maybe he wanted to meet me, but I'm not sure. That's time to remember that time to listen in France. Maybe he wanted to meet me and discuss. I'm not sure. Met? I met him. Or he met me. In a bit. So I guess I said I didn't meet him. Mm-hmm. You see, completely covered by ant and eating, you see, all bites all of the body. You see, can't any nothing can do. So, but could be like that. By now, the or bird, you know, that born as worm, then see. Inside the bird, big, big, yeah. Already you are inside the mouth of the bird, you see, big, in the half hanging out, little hanging out, the rest inside. This is also explanation of karma. I think maybe Africa, I saw on TV that there is a wood, you know, there's a kind of old wood. This wood growing like this, trunk, like this, then growing up. So where the branch, where the branches comes, there's a hole. There's a hole inside. So this white worm stays inside the wood, you see. But it is some distance. It is some distance. It's not on the surface, there's some distance. So it's really, the karma is unbelievable. Incredible. The bird, how the bird, you know, beat is not long, like not like the honey. Hummingbird is long, they can go through the flower, you see. There's enough long. According to this flower that, you know, kind of grows like this. So it fits exactly, you know, inside that. So but here the bird, you know, the big, not in that arm to go through, you see, but the white worm stays quite a bit down. So what the bird does is this. On the same tree there's sticks. There's a kind of like there's kind of like a longer than this, really long stick. Grow from that tree. So then bird, a tiny stick, you see, like the plant, when you clean it's a tooth stick, you clean it, something like that, or longer than that. So it's grown from that tree. So the bird, you know, breaks through this like that. Bird uses that beak, that stick, you see. That stick, something like that. So he uses to put through. So it has a little bit of time. It doesn't get the worm immediately, because that's the worm. Worm's head is a brown, it is thick skin. So then when he hits that, he doesn't get, you see. So it has a little bit of time. Puts like this. Then trying out to the chance, then he gets, then the proper worm moves around, then of course the stick goes through the body, then you see the bird takes out, the worm is on the stick, so then bird takes the worm, then he flies away. that that was shown on TV. So it's an incredible cover. Also, you see, I mean, the stick, I mean, that length of stick exactly fit down there. It's also just close there, just on the same tree. You know, the bird breaks that, you know. Besides the Lord and being person lives for 70 or even 100 years. However, so even born like that, even born human being like that, there are no options at all to learn Dharma. Leave aside practicing, even just to learn, if just to take wisdom, you know. So that it's an ordinary human existence like that can't bear, can't, you know, it's so unbearable. Even as a human being, but like that, you know, so unbearable. You see, total misunderstanding what's cause for happiness and what's cause for suffering. Some intellectual study, but it's total wrong knowledge of what is cause for happiness, what is cause for suffering. Like that. So it can't bear that life, even being human, even one is a wrong human being, but like that. You can't bear that life even for one day. Can't stand to be even to be like that human being, but no respect to Dharma at all, no knowledge of Dharma at all, even for one day. You see? So it is very good to think, put yourself in those places, and then feel how this. then it makes you to appreciate so much this present, you know, perfect human body. Possibility to be born in the realm of the happy trance-like breath stopped. So now it was reached in the intermediate stage towards the Lord, you know. You know, journey to Lord realm, you know, the intimate stage of the Lord realm appeared. Excellent. So, so you, in the while, even while you are in the intimate stage, the most terrifying coming appearances, the violence of fire, host of the fire burning, and like tornado, the like wind, like sound, the result of delusion, the impure mind, and so and unbelievably strong violence of waves. or earth, the the like mountains coming over once, the pressure of coming over, falling down on one of oneself. Unbelievable, terrifying vision. the appearance of nirkama, even in the intermediate stage. However, while one is dying, critical time needs so much help. So if somebody from the human realm, if somebody is praying for you, is it how that is so kind, that somebody is praying from the human realm, somebody is praying for you, so kind, you know, that is incredible need. See, help that oneself, you see. So that no question, then if one is born on the lower realm, experience the most unimaginable suffering, then no question. So therefore, using oneself as an example, if one's in that situation, so we must pray. Just this generally, whenever a student in this organization pass, when you hear, must dedicate your merits, must do your best prayers. Generally, not only somebody died in the organization, a student died, but the when you hear while you're watching TV and news you see or news or by the newspaper explain how many people died. So recently, just now, like 1 or 2 days ago, Iran, there's so many thousands. 30,000 people died by earthquakes in Iran. So the whole city, the built with mud, the tradition, see, and completely destroyed by the earthquake. So like that, whenever we hear something like that on TV, or immediately one should pray. Immediately, do you know the teacher made this clear to Bhagavan about us? May all these people died, may they say, be born in pure land, Buddha, may they be enlightened, or may here, pray. Anyway, that's our duty, duty of job or practice, responsible. also it's very good to recite Manipurna Hum, you know, immediately recite some of Manipurna Hum, and you see for dinner, or whatever matter you recite. Also, it's mentioned in the, I don't remember which teaching, one of the texts that gives advice in the life. You see, you should abandon laziness, you know, your life gets distracted in the meaningless things. One who is craving a small pleasure, one who is craving a small pleasure, cannot achieve the great pleasure or great happiness. You see, one who is clinging, craving a small pleasure, won't achieve the great pleasure. So great pleasure is everlasting happiness, liberation from samsara. You see, if one cling, crave samsara pleasure, you see, which doesn't last. You see, so if one crave to that, then that itself becomes obstacle to achieve the great pleasure, the everlasting happiness, that you see, that never changes, never decreases. After you have removed even the seed of delusion, seed imprint that gives rise to delusion and the symmetrical karma, and then results of all the suffering of samsara. So by removing this, even the seed of delusion, then there's no cause for rise delusion, there's no cause for suffering to suffer again. And so therefore, everlasting happiness. Yeah, once that happens, it's impossible impossible to suffer again. So everlasting happiness. So all the peerless happiness, the full enlightenment, the complete bliss. Small happiness. Great pleasure, the everlasting happiness, total liberation from the whole. of samsara suffering and cause, and especially everlasting happiness, the full enlightenment. So you have to give up the small pleasure. You have to give up the small pleasure. Small pleasure. See, the this life, see, no question about this life comfort, but even the samsara, whole entire samsara pleasure, which is very transitory, suffering feeling you label your your mind, just label pleasure. Just like that. So it doesn't last. What it is that, and even that doesn't last. So so this quotation is also is advice, and is it means see to as a to not be lazy. So when you crave for small pleasure, and you let go, you give up the great pleasure of liberation from samsara, full enlightenment, that when you become lazy, that's what's happening. So that a little bit of